So we welcome you here today. My name is Pastor Andy. I'm one of the pastors here, and we welcome you to Home Church. Now, if you are new, there is a card in front of you. It's a Connect card. We'd love to stay connected with you on the journey that you are having with Jesus. So if you want us to come alongside that journey, feel free to fill out that card, give it to someone who's friendly, and that will get to us, and we will walk with you. We also want to let you know that we are in renovation, so we don't actually have any doors in the back, and we're still figuring out lights and sound and stuff, but we have a great team, so thank you, team, for just being gracious with us at this time as we go through renos. And here at Home Church, too, we take sermon notes, so it gives us an opportunity not only to hear the message today, but to apply it to our lives this week. So if you don't have one, you could put your hand up really quick. Someone will slip one to you. Or you can go online at ourhomechurch.ca, and all the details are there, and you can get a digital one as well. With that being said, we are so thankful that you are here, and it's an opportunity to hear from our pastoral team and others that are around us that call Home Church their home. So it's great to have Pastor Paul in the house. Pastor Paul is going to preach today's message as we continue our series in 1 Peter, How to Live Differently. But can we give a round of applause for Pastor Paul, who's going to come give us the word.
Thank you, Pastor Andy. Good morning, Home Church. How are you? So thankful we have worship together. Today we continue to our themes, Peter Influence Others. I like travel. Many years ago, I think over 10 years. When I was young, I went to a group from Hong Kong church on a mission trip to a small town in India for 2 weeks. We mainly served a children's homes. This was my first time in India. We worship, play game, more activities. The kids is so sweet and friendly. We are really like enjoy with them. But wow, the cultural differences was huge. In India, people eat every meal by hand, with their hand. I usually use chopsticks. One local brother told me, no problem, right hand is for eating, left hand is for washroom. Oh, just I think, oh no, I use my right hand for both. So should I do? Also, when I greet people, I say, hi, how are you? And they shook their head and say yes. So I was confused. Is that yes or no? I don't know. But later I learned is in India handshake is means agreement. After a week, we had done great more activities with kids. They are so happy. They are so full energy. We thank God for letting us to get together, have a fun. But I feel homesick. I miss my family. I miss chopstick. Just I think I'm a visitor. Just 2 weeks. So 1 more week. Late, I count down every day, and I will be home eating fried rice with chopstick. But after this trip, I come back my home in Hong Kong. I feel in love with Indian food. Thanks God, no matter where we are, there are always a deep longing for homes. It is true. Our hearts always carrying the sense of home. Brother and sister, where is your true home? Is it here in Vancouver or something else? If you left Canada, would you miss the red maple leaf? I don't know. But I know every one of us who belong to Jesus has the same true home, our heavenly home. Peter says, we are foreigners and exiles. That doesn't mean we are tourists, enjoy it. Enjoy life. It means we are people temporarily living in someone else's home. People who don't fully belong here. As foreigners, we live among other, but sometimes feel out of place. Just recently, my two sons were talking about prepared for next year World Cup. Think like whether to buy tickets. So I heard they want to buy something. I alert. Suddenly, I hit me, and I realized, oh, Vancouver will be once of a whole city. But still, as a foreigners, we never fit in, just like generation gaps. Our spirit, habits, and ways of worship may seem strange to others. So, you patiently listen my Hong Kong accents today. But those who are just passing through know that it is only temporary. We are on a journey. We have a final decision ahead. Praise the Lord. Why Peter described us for foreigners and exiles? Because they are not our really identity. Peter says, you are a chosen people, a royal pastor, a holy nation, God's special possession. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, we are called to live our identity as God's people. We share his glory and grace. We are only temporary residents on earth. Our real home is in heaven. If we don't understand our heavenly identity, serve God become a burden or duty in death of joy and peace. Here in Canada, so we should have a Canada in identity. But in heaven, we also have a heavenly identity. I only got my PR card last year after waiting a long time. When I finally received the email from IRCC, I thought, primary residence. But primary is still expired in 5 years. What that means? But the identity God gives us forever give us never expire. So when I disciple new believers, I don't start teaching how to read Bible, prayer, or worship. I first help them receive their new identity through the Holy Spirit. You are God's people. You are God's child. There isn't just head knowledge. It's something the Holy Spirit confirmed in our heads. Wrestling with God's heart. Paul said in Romans, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And no one can call God Abba Father unless moved by the Spirit. Peter wasn't just teaching discipleship. He was teaching identity formation as God's people. Just like how members of royal family are raising to carry themselves with dignity. King Charles, for example. Wherever he goes, you can tell his royalty. He carries himself differently. He won't roll down the street in shorts. Why? Because he knows who he is. In same ways, we are God's chosen people, a holy nation. So where we go, our words and actions should reflect that heavenly identity. People should see that we are different from the world. No matter which city we live in, which citizenship we hold, what benefit we enjoy, they are all temporary. Even our success, failures, struggle, and pain will pass away. But our heavenly identity will never change. Peter also said, abstain from sinful desire, which wage war against your souls. These desires are not only about temptations. They also mean our impulse to fight back, to argue, to defend ourselves than treated unfairly. At that time, Christians were misunderstood. People called them secret rebel. Even traitor was a threatened social order. For example, if you were a craftsman, every month there was a feast to worship abroad. The gods was protect their trade. If you believe in Jesus, to refuse to join, the people call you unlucky, against unity. You may even lose your job. Or a woman who came to faith, they were often humiliated or ashamed by their own families. So, believers in those days, though leaving their hometown, feel like strangers. Their faith make them outcast in their own community. They were mocked, rejected, even isolated because of Jesus. Last night, I met a young sister who has just come from Hong Kong. One night, he went out with her friends, and one of them bought out some magic mushroom and say, "Hey, let's all to try." He don't know what there were at first, but soon realized there were a kinds of a public drug. When he understood it wasn't right, he refused. He knew God wasn't pleased. But her friends laughed to her and says, "Oh, you are old fashioned. You are timid." But she was clear in her heart. He did it for the law, but that he stopped hanging out with that group. Brother and sister, when we face pressure and unfair treatment, if we forget who we are, we will try to protect ourselves in worthy ways, arguing, doubting, and fighting back. But when we remember that we are fortunate, we can adjust it from eternal perspective. Maybe at work, we can isolate because you refuse to lie. Maybe in your family, your faith make your seems different. But as Peter asked us, let your good deeds speak for themselves. We rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to do good, to bear the fruits of Spirit. Even if people against you, they will one day see you good work and give glory to God. Let me tell you another story. There was a sister from a mother's family who worked hard to become an accountant. So he joined a company after graduation to be an accountant. One day, a major client asked her to adjust some numbers. Just a small trick to make the books look better. The client told her, told the sister, if you're done, you will get extra money. But if you refuse, I must complain to the company and you must lose your job. It was a huge struggle between money and conscience, pressure and faith. But when the sister read the Bible, God's word touched her heart. Don't do it. So she obeys, but she so scolded by the clients. But later, when the truth came out, the company actually reworked his honesty. And then Peter says, for the Lord's sake, submit yourself to every human authority. You may think, wait, Peter, you once said we must obey God rather than man. Isn't that a contradiction? Not at all. Peter isn't telling us to obey blindly to be yes people. God never asked his children to stop thinking and discerning. True obedience means surrendering our right and control completely to God. We live for the Lord's sake, our reasons for him. Yes, we live under many systems, law of the country, company policy, even church rule. Some are good, but none are perfect. We obey because we know all authority ultimately comes from God, but reigns even above imperfect system. But when human's law demands that we are disobey God's wills, we must choose God and be willing to accept the cost. There's obedience to God within imperfect human system. Jesus himself is our perfect example. He was fully God, yet he humbled himself to become human. He obeyed the Father's will and also submit to human authorities. Before he crucifixion, the high priest asked him, are you the Messiah, the Son of Blessed Ones? Jesus replied, I am. Jesus just said, I am. He spoke the truth, even knowing what it would cost. Jesus doesn't argue or fight back. He was led as a lamb to a slaughter. He submitted completely to God's will and even to system, human system, and die for us on the cross. Obedience is not weakness. It is not giving up. True obedience, it is the willingness to suffer for the God's sake, to bear the cost following God's way. The world may not understand. People may misjudge or reject you. But in God's eyes, your obedience is precious. Brother and sister, we are only traveler and stranger in the world. Everything here is temporary. We one day pass away. But we are citizens of heaven that is eternal. Let me share a secret from my life. Even my wife and my two sons, they don't know, but they knew first time in last service, in Chinese service. I have never told anyone before. This was the highest, the most glorious moment in my life. Honestly, I struggle whether to tell you. Because you may think about me, Pastor Paul is elegant, or maybe even feel jealous. But I will share it for the Lord's sake. I got a word that I feel almost so every, all 7 million people in Hong Kong, almost, so, or even 7 million people in Hong Kong. Everyone around me was so excited for me. Even people I don't know came to see me. Of course, I was really proud at the moment. Just listen carefully. When I was grade 6, my last year of the elementary school, I joined a coloring competition for all Hong Kong students, and I won a prize. My artwork was displayed right in the middle of the school hall. My teachers and classmates were so proud of me. And of course, I was very proud too. Everyone came to congratulate me, and I feel like the whole school knew who I was. But the moment doesn't last long. After the summer, when I moved on to a secondary school, no one knew me anymore. Who are you? Brother and sister, the high points in life are just part of the journey. Winning and award just part of the process. All these things will pass away. Everything has moment and success and moment or failure. What matters is how you face them. Success or failure is only temporary. If you label something as a failure, you will become negative. If you label something as a success, you may become acrylic. They are both just experience in life, a way for us to learn that success or failure are both passings. Everything fails, but what remains forever in our identity in God. Please, worship team, come up and get ready. We must truly receive who we are, God's people, for the Lord's sake. Let the Holy Spirit give us strength to do good and to be his witness, to follow Christ and obey him to the end. Let all stand together. Let us to pray. Let's come before God's presence. Right now, I especially want to pray for those who feel discouraged, tired, wounded inside. Maybe no one can see it from the outside. You still live as normal. But deep inside, you are hurting. God knows you. God knows your pain. Those woes and sorrow do not belong to you. You don't have to hold on to them anymore. Today, God wants to set you free. By the strength of Jesus Christ, you are healed and made free. Declare this with faith. You are God's child. You are the citizens of his kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.